Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we examine happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, government undertaking sewage repair program, seven business process outsourcing companies to come on stream in short order, and Prime Minister meets with members of the opposition. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for staying tuned. The government is undertaking a program for the extensive repair of the sewage system in the corporate area. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation with responsibility for water, Dr. Horace Chang, says this is part of efforts to expand the range of water sources available in the corporate area, as well as help resuscitate seven wells that have become contaminated due to the sewage problems.
We are busy expanding the sewer collector system, but we are in fact in a very extensive system of expanding the sewer collector system to ensure that we can reduce the ongoing contamination and hopefully restore some of the wells in the area. It takes a long time, but we hope that will happen over the next year. And plus, preparing some of the very old sewer lines that are downtown Kingston.
The minister was speaking at a ceremony to commission two water wells into service at the University of the West Indies last Thursday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says by next year, at least seven additional business process outsourcing BPO companies are expected to come on stream. Speaking at the recent EduTechnical and Vocational Education and Training TVET conference in St. James, Mr. Holness said the BPO sector is critical in the plan for inclusive economic growth and job creation, noting that employment in the sector has moved from about 12,000 persons in 2011 to 22,000 to date. This figure is expected to reach 30,000 within the next 5 years. The Prime Minister also noted that over the last 5 years, the industry has experienced tremendous growth, with 45 companies operating in the information communication technology BPO sector. As part of efforts to spur further growth in the sector, the Prime Minister has given a directive to three government entities to collaborate on the creation of an investment fund to accommodate and promote the growth in the BPO sector. The three entities are the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, Development Bank of Jamaica, and Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week met with members of the opposition led by opposition leader Portia Simpson-Miller. During the meeting at the office of the Prime Minister, the parties discussed several matters, including elements of the $548 million island-wide mitigation program. The Prime Minister informed the opposition of changes to the mitigation program, which will see the remainder of the funds being used exclusively to address drain cleaning. In response, the opposition said the changes are appreciated across the board. The Prime Minister also instructed the National Works Agency to share their template of priorities with all members of Parliament so they are fully up to date. The Prime Minister also met with European Union Ambassador to Jamaica Malgorzata Wasilewska at the office of the Prime Minister. Mr. Holness and Ambassador Wasilewska spoke on several areas of support and partnership established over the years between Jamaica and the EU. Both parties pledged closer collaboration to fine-tune areas of mutual interest between Jamaica and the EU. The Prime Minister also thanked the EU for being a significant partner and the largest provider of grant funding to Jamaica. And the Prime Minister continued to laud the nation's athletes for their efforts to boost the value of brand Jamaica through their accomplishments. Speaking recently at the ceremony for the Courtney Walsh Award for Excellence in Sports, Mr. Holness said Jamaica cannot repay its athletes for their contributions.
Aside from our culture, sports is the next big thing that drives brand Jamaica. It is incredible the level of access and attention that our athletes bring to our country. I congratulate you and encourage you to firmly grasp all opportunities presented. Be an example to others, mentor them, and let them aspire to also succeed.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.